Any questions? Any thoughts for Sam? Nice plan. Well, that's an understatement of the year, isn't it? But he won't. Where is he from?
Is this one working now? I'm from outside Bowling Green, Kentucky, originally. So I grew up watching. I was only 55 miles from Nashville, so I had the advantage of basically what would be like your first teaching videos, in that I got to watch Bill Monroe and Bobby Osborne and Jesse McReynolds and Ronnie Reno. I got to watch great mandolin players, watch their hand flute and stuff, because I would buy chord books and things like that, but it wasn't until I saw Bill Monroe on TV do this chord. Opened a whole door. A lifetime of loving that chord. So I grew up outside Nashville, so I did have the advantage of watching great musicians on TV and learning that way.
So the mandolin was your first instrument?
Is the mandolin your first instrument?
Mandolin, yes, was my first instrument. I started playing when I was 11. I guess I started playing fiddle about age 13.
Is that the same for all of you? I mean, I know you said guitar was first, but what about the rest of you?
Question was, is that the same for all of us? Is mandolin the first instrument you would have chosen?
I've got the same guitar handicap that Danny's got over here. I'm thinking guitar most of the time, which frequently puts my fingers in the wrong place. Yeah, I've been playing the mandolin much more recently than the guitar. Yeah.
Well, not I. On my brother's fifth birthday, my dad gave him a really cheap little mandolin, and he told me that if I messed with it, he would break my arms. And I was 4 years old. I could play that sucker in no time. I'm sorry? Oh, your practice regimen for Sam.
Practice? Basically, I like to sit and watch baseball a lot and try to, make a little soundtrack to go along with the game. That's a homework. practice regimen, they differ, but I mean, if I know I'm, going to be recording or preparing, I'll spend time practicing. I think for me, it's more like warming up before a show is, the older I get, the more I need to warm up. The fingers don't loosen up as quickly as they once did. So loosening up is part of it.
I don't know. Does this gentleman here have a, this young man? Is there another question? Yeah. This young man in the green shirt has a question. Who is your favorite baseball team? He's young, Sam. Forget it.
St. Louis Cardinals. Hey, they're a good looking bunch. Hey, we all love the Cubs, though.
Your favorite rhythm?
My favorite rhythm is the one where I finally get in time. Hey, there isn't a prettier rhythm than this one. Bill Monroe's rhythm, that's my favorite rhythm.
Thanks, Sam. Oh, one more question. The right hand technique that Sam has. You want me to tell him this?
Remember, we're at World Fest now.
No, I mean, when it comes to right hand technique, I find that whenever I see a video of myself playing, it looks like my whole arm is stiff, the wrist is too stiff, and I don't know and my hand travels too far. So, you know, if you're looking for technique, look here or there. I don't know about, I mean, I guess I use a lot of arm motion, but I don't know. One time I asked Jethro Burns, I said, "Hey, do you see me doing anything wrong?" And he immediately went, "Yeah." I said, "Really, what is it?" And he says, "Strings are this wide. Why does your hand go that far?" And I really don't have the answer to that question. So I think it came from playing with Courtney Johnson for many years and swatting rhythm as hard as I could with Courtney.
Well, we'll come back to Sam too at the end of the program and have a few more questions and answers, but we better move on before this gets too personal.